Maths It Podcast FO7 Calculations, Mental, Written and Using a Calculator. Question 1. Write down the distance between Lyon and Annecy by the fastest route. This would be 163 kilometers. Part B. Work out how many more kilometers Francois travelled than Sebastian. Francois travelled from Boulogne to Lyon, which was 760 kilometers. Then from Lyon to Annecy, which was 163 kilometers. So in total, that's 923 kilometers. Sebastian travelled straight from Boulogne to Annecy. This was 757 kilometers. So that makes a difference of 166 kilometers. You can set this out as a column sum to help you subtract them. Question 2. James bought 7 oranges. He paid £1.54. If we need to work out the cost of 3 oranges, it's easy to think of £1.54 as 154 pence. So you're looking at 7s into 154. So set this out as a division sum. 7s into 15 go twice with one remainder. So that makes 14. 7s into 14 go twice. So the answer is 22. So each orange costs 22 pence. So the cost of 3 of these oranges would be 3 lots of 22, which is 66 pence. Question 3. Work out the value of 6 plus 2 in brackets multiplied by 7, add 3. So in this case you must remember BODMAS. BODMAS always tells you the order of operations to do things. So the BODMAS, B standing for brackets, tells you that you need to do the 6 plus 2 first. So 6 plus 2 is 8. We then have to decide whether to multiply or add. So the multiplication becomes first, 8 multiplied by 7 is 56, and lastly, adding 3 gives you 59. Part B. Add brackets to make each statement correct. You may use more than one pair of brackets in each statement. These questions are just a matter of trial and improvement, trying to find where the brackets need to go. In the first case, you need to put brackets around 7 plus 3 first, because 7 plus 3 is 10. Then we need brackets around the 2 and just before the equals sign, because we need to multiply by 2 first, before adding on the 6. So the brackets would be before the 2, before the 7, after the 3, and after the 3 again. That gives you the answer of 26. In part II, what we need is the brackets around the 6 plus the 2 and the 7 plus the 3. That would mean that we would be multiplying 8 by 10, giving us the answer of 80. Question 4. Work out 349 multiplied by 62. You can use several methods here, long multiplication, grid method, or another method which is more suited to you. So let's concentrate on long multiplication first of all. 349 and then 62 underneath. So the 2 goes underneath the 9, the 6 underneath the 4. So what we're doing first of all is 349 multiplied by 2. 9 twos are 18, carry the 1. 4 twos are 8, add the 1 is 9, and 3 twos are 6. So 349 multiplied by 2 is 698. Then you need to place a 0 underneath the 8. And the reason for this is that you're actually doing 349 multiplied by 60. But we do 349 multiplied by 6 and put the 0 on to make it easier. So 9 sixes are 54, carry the 5. 4 sixes are 24, add the 5 gives you 29, 3 sixes are 18, add the 2 gives you 20. So on that row you should have 20940. So now we need to add together those two answers, 8 and 0 are 8, 9 and 4 is 13, carry the 1, 6, 9 and the 1 carried makes 16, 1 and nothing else makes 1 and 2. So the answer is 21,638. But obviously we can also use other methods. Now the grid method means that you separate or partition 349 into 300, 40 and 9 across the top and 62 into 60 and 2. You would then multiply each of the expressions together. So 60 times 300 is 18000. 60 times 40 is 24,000, and 9 times 60 is 540. Then you do the 2 times 300, which is 600, 2 times 40, which is 80, and 2 times 9, which is 18. We then add along each row to make it easier for ourselves. So 18,000, 2,400, and 540 gives you 20,940. 600, 80, and 18 gives you 698. So adding those two together gives you 21638. You could have also just added together the six numbers in the table. Question 5. Phil takes 12 concrete fence posts from a lorry. The weight of each fence post is 71.4 kilograms. Work out the total weight of the 12 posts. So this one is a calculator question. So all you need to do is 12 multiplied by 71.4, which is 856.8 kilograms. Part B. We need to work out the greatest number of slabs that the pallet can hold. So the calculation that you ought to be looking at is 240 kilograms divided by 14 kilograms. So 240 divided by 14 on your calculators is 17.142857. But it says work out the greatest number of slabs that the pallet can hold. So the pallet can obviously not hold 0.14 of a slab. So we're actually looking at 17 of them altogether. Question 6. Use your calculator to work out the answer. So what we need to do is remember how to answer questions on the calculator. The calculator is quite good at doing several things in one go. So most calculators you should be able to type in brackets 9.3 take away 0.709 close brackets squared multiplied by 0.97. This should give you the answer 71.59112257. Your calculator should be able to do that all in one go. The squared button should be quite easy to find on your calculator. It normally has an x squared on it. Part B. Put brackets in the expression to find the answer of 45.024. Again, as with previous questions, you need to just guesstimate where you think those brackets should go. So the brackets should go between the answers 3.8 multiplied by 2.4. That's the first thing we need to do. Then we're going to add on 1.6, and then we're going to multiply by 4.2. So your brackets needs to go before the 1.6, before the 3.8, after the 2.4, another bracket after 2.4, and then it would be multiplied by 4.2. Question 7. Use your calculator to work out the answer. Your calculator is very clever and can do a lot of things in one go. So my advice to you would be to do this. Brackets 36 take away 19.8, close brackets, divided by open brackets 3.49 take away 0.497, close brackets. And you should get the answer 5.41262946. It's very important that you read the question. It says very carefully to write down all of the figures on your calculator display. And your calculator, as long as you put the brackets in there, should be able to do that calculation all by itself. Question 8. What we have to do is add up the different amounts that we've paid with a £10 note. So with this question, you need to make sure that all the units are the same. The magazine and the book are in pounds, but the bookmark and the pens are in pennies. So first of all, change the bookmark and the pens to pounds. So if a bookmark costs 25p, that's 0.25 in pounds, and your pens are 0.48. So you can use your calculator and add up 2.95 plus 5.62 plus 0.25 plus 0.48 plus another 0.48. Remember, there are two pens that we're buying. This gives us a total of £9.78. We want to know what change we get from a £10 note. So we actually get 22 pence change. But if you look on the answer line, it's got a pound sign there. So we need to put it in pounds. So that's 0.22. Question 9. Again, we're going to use our calculator. Your calculator, again, is very efficient at doing all of these calculations in one. But you do have to remember to find your square root button first. Now, different calculators work differently, which is why it is so important to have your own calculator continuously now until the exam. So we're looking for the square root button. It's normally above the x squared button. Sometimes you have to press shift or second F to realize it. So we've got a square root then brackets 15.3, take away 3.87, close brackets. It's very important to put this sum in brackets, otherwise it will do the square root of 15.3 and then take away 3.87, because your calculator works using BODMAS. You should get the answer 3.38082831. If your calculator is a more standard calculator, you might not have as many figures. Part B says to round your answer to three significant figures. Remember, when you're rounding to three significant figures, you start from the beginning of the number, the first non-zero number, so that would be three. So starting from three and counting along three means that we've got 3.38. Nothing happens after that because the next number is a zero, and remember, if it's less than five, then we leave the number as it is. Question 10. Sally travels by car to her meetings. We need to look at the distances at the start of the day and at the end of the day, and we need to work out how much we pay her for her day's travel. So at the start of the day, she's got 42347 miles. End of the day, 42513. So first of all, use your calculator to work out the difference between them. 42513, take away 42347, which is 166 miles. For each mile she travels, she gets 37 pence. So you can either do 166 times 37 and then change it into pounds, or we can do 166 multiplied by 0.37. This both gives us an answer of £61.42. Always make sure you look at the answer line, because that will tell you what units you need to use. So there was a pound sign there, so it's £61.42. Part B, Alison claimed £72.15, so we need to look out for how many miles she did. So £72.15 divided by 0.37, because it was 37 pence per day, this gives us an answer of 195 miles. And question 11. Annie buys apples at 39 pence each. She pays with a £5 note. So what we're looking at is £5 is the same as 500 pennies. Remember, you need to keep the units the same. 500 divided by 39, you can use your calculator, is 12.82051282. Obviously, she can't buy 12.82 apples. So the greatest number of whole apples she can buy is 12. Part B, work out the change she should get. Well, 12 multiplied by 39 pence gives us 468 pence. So 468 up to 500 pence gives us a difference of 32 pence. So the answer is 32.